It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
If you use Gmail, there is a new malware cyber threat in town. At least it is new to us. There is also the long-standing Samsung WhatsApp scam. And almost every day, there is Igor. He claims to be from PayPal and pops up in my email with some fancy offer or yet another request for a confirmation of my email address. Gmail users are being cautioned to keep a watch out for the recently found email spying software known as SharpText. That's spelled SharpeXt. The malware was discovered by Volexity, a cybersecurity firm. The spying malware targets AOL and Google account holders and can read or download their personal emails and attachments. A hacking group that is believed to work from North Korea is loading harmful browser extensions for the Microsoft products Edge and Chrome. Volexity experts found the malicious extension known as SharpX, which they say has been active for almost a year. A colleague with the Barbados ICT Professionals Association told Blockchain Business the Samsung scam has been around for a while. It has, but is it going away? We got a WhatsApp message from a Mr. Thompson claiming to be from Samsung in the United States. Why haven't you claimed, should be claimed, good English, your one prize yet? Well, that so-called prize has not been claimed for over a year and will never be claimed. Then there is Igor from PayPal offering us a free website and pleading for a confirmation of an email address and advising there are funds waiting for us at PayPal. Sometimes you would have to search your spam to find offers, such as the one from Dr. Festus. We represent the interests of an Arab angel investor with reserve block funds for investment and projects financing. We are open to discuss with you if you have vibrant financial management abilities. The investor is only interested in equity partnership and willing to start your partnership with him with an initial sum of $200 million. I believe you get the message about Igor, Dr. Festus, and Mr. Thompson. Cybercrime experts are calling for the private sector to tackle the growing cybercrime threat collectively, and for eternal vigilance by the ordinary computer user. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.